And now, the rest of the story. The Chicago Cubs needed a win that day, and they would surely get one, for Grover Cleveland Alexander was on the mound. The great Grover Cleveland Alexander, Old Pete to the fans, one of the most remarkable pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball. He was tall and lean with sandy hair and sleepy gray eyes. He was the epitome of composure that day. Came the first pitch down and away. The batter swung hard, then blinked in amazement. Not even a piece of it. Strike one. Next pitch was a fastball low, and then a short, sharp curve. Before anyone realized what had happened, the leadoff man had been fanned on three incredible pitches in a row. The Cubs manager smiled confidently. It was going to be another of those deliciously predictable Alexander afternoons. Maybe even a no-hitter. But moments later, as the second batter was warming up, Old Pete staggered off the mound and fell flat on his face. Some of the fans rose from the bleachers, gasped in astonishment. From among them, a brash voice cried out, calling one solitary word of condemnation, "Drunk!" The voice from the grandstand said, "Drunk!" And Old Pete was carried from the field amid hoots and hollers from the stands. Halfway, a bottle fell from the semi-conscious pitcher's hip pocket, and those who saw jeered. A teammate retrieved the small flask and brought it into the locker room where Old Pete had been stretched out on a table. And meanwhile, out in the ballpark, the fans grew restless. Many knew of Old Pete's drinking problem. Those who realized it had begun after his combat experience of World War I sympathized, but the war was over. There was a new one to fight today out on that chalk diamond. So could the Cubs sober up Old Pete soon enough to get a few decent pitches out of him? Or would they have to draw some vertical if lesser talent from the bullpen? Well, minutes passed, only a few, and then what do you know? There, shuffling from the dugout, mopping his brow, was Old Pete. Such a short while ago, he had appeared falling down drunk, and now he was headed for the mound for another try. A second batter retired, and then the side retired, and 8 innings later, it was all over. The opponents put swiftly out of their misery. Another of so very many shutouts for Old Pete, the legendary hurler, Grover Cleveland Alexander. But this is the rest of the story. The bottle that fell from Old Pete's pocket that day, as he was being carried from the field, was not booze. It was not booze, it was spirits of ammonia, which he took with him wherever he went. The ammonia was to revive him from chronic seizures, of which few knew, recurring attacks of epilepsy. Super pitcher Grover Cleveland Alexander held a number of National League records, 373 career victories, 90 career shutouts, 16 shutouts in a single season, but he also endured a private hell. He drank indeed. But there were many instances like the one of which you've just learned, when Old Pete would stagger and fall down not because of drinking, but because of his secret epilepsy. And yet he always let people assume that he was drunk, because in those days, the worst drinking could get you was a night in jail. But in those less enlightened days, epilepsy might land you for a lifetime in an asylum. And now you know the rest of the story.